It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, I know what this is. It's whiskey.
Smells awful.
Well, smells awful.
Delirious. Absolutely deliriously happy.
Thank you very much, George Takei. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're still getting our brains back together after the You're the Poet segment. 877-365-3636. On the show this week, we're very excited when we play Supermarket Shuffle with our own Joe Artinger.
Yay.
Who Thursday will be out at a supermarket, and you will be guessing prices. Very, very exciting for a trip to Boston to see The Who. But now we want to talk IndyCar racing, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Let's speak to this lady involved in quite a controversy over the weekend.
My engine's running.
Not that big a controversy, but a lot of people saw this on the news. It's on our website, MikeO'MaraShow.com.
It's most entertaining either way.
Very entertaining, but man, anybody that does this, I have a tremendous amount of respect for him. Let's welcome Milka Duno to the show, Indy driver. How are you, Milka?
Good, and you?
How are you? Everything going well? You had quite a weekend for yourself, didn't you?
Yes, very busy.
It was very, very busy. Everybody was talking about the fight, obviously, that you had with Danica. What exactly happened? What was the problem there? Was she saying you were slow?
No, it was after practice on Saturday. She couldn't pass me in the straight, in the braking zone, and good in the braking. I have problem in that in the fast corner. But in the braking zone, she was trying to pass me some few times, and she couldn't.
What?
And she came to my piece with bad attitude and with bad language, and
yeah.
I responded to her.
Yeah, you threw
the towel. Were you, you were just as angry at her as she was angry at you, right?
Because she came with bad attitude, with bad language, with bad words, and I don't accept that. I respond, it was my response to her, and unfortunately, never. It's the first incident like that. Never I was involved in incidents like that in all my career.
Milka, yes. One of the things Danica was asking you is if you saw her back there behind you. Could you see
obviously,
her?
Obviously, uh-huh. That you saw everybody.
Uh-huh.
In the racetrack, no? You have a mirror you have to use, obviously.
Right, so you did
but
see her.
But the people have to find, of course, to see all, everything.
Uh-huh.
But the people, the other driver, have to find a place to pass.
So
it's a
sexy
track, very difficult to pass.
Yeah,
and if
so
you are in good
right
in brake, it's hard to pass. But
yes,
if
yes.
you are fast, you have to find a way
mm-hmm.
to pass. Don't pretend that the other driver is going to leave you the place open, no? I didn't make a back movement. I didn't make a blocking.
I'm on your side.
We agree.
Yeah,
I'm on your side with this. I really am. Can I ask you one question, Milka? How fast were you going when all this, just to give people an idea of the speeds, you've been in the Indy 500. How fast were you going when all this happened?
It was in the back straight. I don't remember in that one. You reach average speed in that track, maybe 100.
180.
Yes,
wow,
but in the back straight, yes. But it's a difficult track. It's a track that is difficult to pass. But
oh,
if you are fast, you have to be able to pass in any place.
Oh,
no?
Tell me. Excuse me. Are you surprised by the publicity you've been getting with all this? It's gotten a lot of publicity all over America.
Oh, yes, really, yes. You know, it's not the incident that I provocate. It's not something that really I like, you know.
Right.
Never I was involved in incident like that. The people know me for my job on the racetrack and for my job out of the races.
Your
when
job
I,
on the, you're,
the
you said you're
everything as an
yeah.
angle, very hard outside giving a positive message to the young people when I visit all the school in every place and different country.
Yes, yes.
So if I am a person that like drama or show like that.
Are you married?
No.
Can I say this with all due respect? I respect you, but I have to say this, listening to your voice, you are the sexiest sounding woman I think I've ever interviewed on the radio.
Oh, thank you.
And it's meant as a 100% compliment. I should mention that Milka drives for Citgo. That's the Venezuelan company.
Yeah,
also,
I bought gas from them.
Have you ever met President Hugo Chavez?
Yes, I know him, yes.
Uh-huh. Yes, he's kind of controversial here in the United States. You're not just a beautiful woman who races Indy cars, but back in Venezuela, you have 4 master's degrees. Did you not always want to be an Indy driver? Did you want to go into education of some kind?
Happened that my dream, it was to be an engineer and graduate and do master's degree like this. After that, I started racing. I seen racing was in my destiny. I never thought I would be a race car driver.
Milka, is it difficult to be as beautiful as you are and be in car racing?
It's a difficult career, it's normal. I think it's difficult also for the guys, it's for the woman, no? But always I say talk about profession, it doesn't matter if you're a woman or man. The important thing is how good you are in the same activity.
Now, go ahead, Rob.
Obviously that Danica Patrick is one of the most notable women in racing right now. Do you think because she is so, her face is so big in the forefront of the racing industry, do you think that she feels entitled that you should have
Rob, let
her
speak
pass?
English, please. Simple. Let's make it a little simpler, please.
I don't know, guys. I don't know about her.
She doesn't understand smaller words. It's a new language for her. Come on, rephrase the question.
Is Danica selfish?
I don't.
Do you like her normally? Have you gotten along with her in the past?
Oh, I never talked with her before. No, I am new in this championship. I'm working very hard because I normally was in a sport car and road course track, and now I have to learn everything in this new championship in oval about the car. I have just few races. I'm very busy in my career and my job.
Now, do you find that the other drivers are nice to you? Do you have any role models that are also IndyCar drivers? Are there any of the men that have helped you in IndyCar racing?
There are still a few guys that I knew from before that helped me in some moment. Also, my teammate, Buddy Rice, helped me a lot because he has a lot of experience. He is a very good driver. I'm working also with my coach, Robbie Buell.
Buell, yes, I know that name. Mm-hmm.
Yes, he was his driver in Indy. It's the people that have a lot of experience, and I take advantage about all the experience that they have.
Now, once again, I want to tell you that I mean this out of 100% respect, but the fact is I think there are three men in this studio listening to you who are slowly falling in love with you right now.
Mm. Come to some race.
We are hypnotized.
I was going to come to the race in Richmond. We had Marco Andretti on the show. Did you ever meet Marco Andretti?
I know. I didn't have the opportunity to talk. Really, we don't have so much time when we are on the racetrack. Just we are working on the car, working on the racetrack, and doing so many things. Sometimes it's a lot of work with autograph session, with the sponsor, and you are very busy. Every driver is very busy every weekend.
Milka, I know you're very, very busy, so when it comes to dating, do you ever date other drivers?
No.
Do you have a boyfriend currently?
I don't talk about my personal life.
Oh, that's a shame. I'm sorry.
Good for you.
We're getting carried away here
Good
a little
for
bit.
You.
You were also in the Speed Racer movie. Do you want to continue doing your acting?
Oh, it was a little small. It was a small role. No, I appreciate the opportunity that I have. I enjoy so much. It was totally different activity. No, if I have another activity like that or another opportunity, sure, I will take it.
How often do you get back to your home country of Venezuela?
Oh, not so much like I want because I have all the races here. I work with the sponsor in the charity activity, visiting the school. I have a lot of work here for now, but you have to take advantage of the moment that you have a lot of work because it's just in some time.
Now, you're not under contract. I don't think you're, at least I read this, that you're not under contract for 2009. Do you see yourself racing Indy cars next year too?
I want to do all the championship. I have only 11 races this year because depend of the sponsor. I have my sponsor that helped me a lot, but when you want more races, you need to find more support.
So if you find more support, you will race next year?
Yes, I will do. I want to do all the races, yes.
What was your first Indy 500 like? I know you raced in the Indy 500 this year. That must have been very, very exciting for you, as excited as we are doing this interview right now.
It was great because it's the greatest spectacle in the world about racing. It was so many people, so many fans. It's so special moment. Everybody was in this race. It was really special. It's so fast track. It's so difficult track. But it's magic when you are there. When you qualify, it's the maximum, no? Because working hard for qualifying. When you qualify, sometimes you cry, you know, after that.
Yes. Well, what do you do for fun when you're not doing your charity work or racing, Rob? I'm just kind of curious. We won't ask about your personal life, but we're curious.
Sometimes I have interviews with the people like you, you know, and enjoy the moment.
Do you go to the beach a lot?
Yes.
Yeah, because I've seen you've done a lot of modeling. Will you continue doing your modeling?
No.
Do you do any baking?
Rob, that's of course. Are you a good cook?
I do what?
Do you cook? Do you make food?
A few things. Uh-huh. No,
what do you make that's good?
Maybe the soup.
A Venezuelan I'll soup. Bet. Is there a specialty in Venezuela, a special food in Venezuela that you make?
Yes, the name is arepas. It's with corn and with flour, and it's very good. It's like the bread for us. And the name is arepas.
Yes, bread.
Would you take any questions from our listening audience?
Oh, boy.
Milka?
Huh?
Would you take a question from our listeners?
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. Let me lock you in here. We're going to take a call for Milka. This is Barney in Reno. Barney, you better be nice or I'll get pissed off, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, you've got Milka Duno, IndyCar driver, and you're on with Milka. Go ahead, Barney.
Milka, this happened during practice, correct?
Yes, and the first practice of Saturday.
Then it shouldn't have never happened that way. She was totally out of line.
Do you think she was out of line, Milka?
I think it was inappropriate, you know, because if you want to say something to another driver, you have to wait a moment and not in the public. No, maybe talk in the nice way. Oh, yeah, I want to talk with you. Did you see me? Or we take care next time. No, in another attitude, I think it was not correct.
Okay.
I just blew a head gasket.
Let's go to Tom in Centerville. You're on with IndyCar racer Milka Duno. Go ahead, Tom, and remember, be nice.
Be nice.
Be nice.
Hello, Milka. It's nice to talk to you. But I have a quick question for you. I've actually met you down at the Rolex 24.
You lucky man. You got a chance to meet Milka. You got a chance, excuse me.
You got a chance to milk Mika.
To meet her in person. I am so sorry.
Be nice, Mike.
Yes, Tom, go ahead. What's your question for Milka?
I'm just curious, do you prefer the open wheel racing to the sports car racing where you got your start?
Oh, I like both. I was racing in Euro for 3 years, open wheel car, Formula Nissan. But I like both cars. Always is a challenge to be good with both.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Tom. We appreciate that. Now, Milka, when you're a car racer, you think of that as a man's sport. Mm-hmm. A lot of men do that. Do you still like to do ladylike things? Do you like to do girl things?
Just cars, no.
Just cars.
Good for you.
Really? And you, I mean, 180 miles an hour. Have you been in any bad accidents?
We have few ones, but I said I don't talk about that. No, already in the past.
and you said you don't talk about your personal life. I'm so curious as to whether you have a boyfriend or not. Because you are so beautiful, I would imagine that.
Lovely.
You know, how do you handle the male fans of yours? Because there must be a lot of men who come up to you at races. Is that difficult for you?
It's not difficult because they respect me. No?
As we do, too. Good. We can respect you and fall in love with you at the same time. Yeah. That's possible.
Yes, we can.
Just got a couple more questions from our audience, and we'll let you go. Here, Milka, let's go to Dave in Gainesville, Virginia. Dave, you're on with Milka.
Hey, Milka. I just wanted to say you are extremely beautiful, and Danica she whines a lot. This is like the second or third time she's done this. Why didn't you give her a left or right hook? That would have been beautiful.
No. He wants you to hit her. You're not going to hit Danica, are you, Milka?
No. Hope that is the only incident. I don't want to have another situation like that because it's not necessary.
Now, you're continuously, you're new to NASCAR. You started when you were only 24 years old to racing in general. You're new to this. Are you practicing and trying to get better and faster? Because that has been the criticism. And I guess you're trying to get faster every week, right?
Yes, because remember many guys or different drivers that you start with the same car in IndyCar. 4 years ago, they were very slow in the road course. no, even when they were coming from a road course. And it's something that is coming with the practice. We have very limited time for practice. We are a small team, but we have a lot of potential. But we are working hard, no?
And, Milka, one last question. This is from me, Mike, to you. Could you send me an autographed picture, please?
Of course.
And, it can be in your racing outfit or maybe one of your modeling pictures as well. That would be very nice.
Okay, but maybe, Fetty, if you come to the next race, my next race is in Kentucky. I don't know if it's close to your place.
Bethann, I want tickets to Kentucky. Book me airfare right now. I want to go see Milka. When is your next race?
My next race is I think it's the first week of August, or August 7, I think, in Kentucky.
I can't think of a better reason to go to Kentucky than to watch you race. And I certainly hope you get a sponsor for 2009 so we continue to see you and watch you race.
Yes.
And I want to see you win. I want to see you win an IndyCar race, okay?
Yes, it's coming. It's coming. I have a successful in another championship, but take time. I just have a few races here. And remember, check the statistics of another driver 4 years ago, and you will see how slow they were. Road course.
Right.
Especially the woman that is talking about me.
You're a wonderful, beautiful woman. I have probably enjoyed this interview about as much as anything I've done in about the last month.
Okay.
You're very beautiful, and you're very fast, and don't let Danica pick on you anymore. If she has any problems with you, tell her to come and see me, okay?
Perfect. I will do.
Okay. Good luck to you, Milka, and good luck with the rest of your races, and I hope we get a chance to talk to you again really, really soon.
Drive courteously.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Okay. Adios.
Goodbye.
Bye. Adios.
Bye-bye.
Adios. Ciao.
Oh, God.
Play a little hard to get.
I'm
Jesus Christ, man.
Damn
it.
Oh, my God.
Wouldn't you like to, I know she's fun to watch race, but wouldn't you like to watch her make soup?
Oh, man.
How many times could Buzz say, good for you? Way to go.
I like
that. And
even
you, Rob.
You encourage them.
Jesus.
It was a combination.
Have a little respect for yourself.
I have total respect for myself, God damn it.
I need an oil change.
And we had another guy that
I
wanted to say, Ben says he's going to Venezuela. Well congratulations, Ben.
Well, no, he's actually going there on a trip.
Oh, you're going on a trip to Venezuela?
At the end of the month, I'll be going there, and I'll be visiting probably the same city where she lives.
Oh, sure.
Do you think all the women talk like that? I mean, she's not young.
Listenable?
She's in her, 30s, right? She's in her 30s, but
I believe so.
There's something about that whole...
She
doesn't speak English that well, but I mean, well, she spoke it well. It was just a very heavy accent.
Very good. She was
and
sweet.
She's had 4 master's degrees. I don't want to talk about that at all.
You Milka want to talk about Duno. Boyfriends or lack of,
God.
Maybe.
Anyway, Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off there. Sorry, Ben.
We appreciate you stopping by, Bethann Meowk Bride.
Rob holds up a sign for me to read. Was Danica on the rag there? Oh, my God.
But the first sign was the one I was proudest of. Have you ever kissed her?
Have you ever kissed Danica Patrick?
I will be honest with you. When she first got on the air, and you couldn't understand a goddamn word she was
saying.
Didn't matter. Language. I know. Yeah. That's what saves my ass.
Yeah, it
She's
totally didn't matter to me.
Hot.
I understood every word she said.
If she had sounded like, I think the cars go really fast. We drive around the track, and then we go sore fighting, too. Oh.
Buzz would go, good for you.
Oh,
good
my for God. You. All right, we'll come back with more. We got to take a break.
Yes,
look at me. I'm doing what you tell me to do. I'm on time, okay?
This
is the most important break of the show, right? You always tell me that?
But
we'll talk back.
Don't worry, Bethann. When we're in commercials, you can come in and yell at them some more.
more Milka talk when we come back. I got to go towel off.
Yeah,
we'll be
indeed.
Back with the audio vault and our last segment of Buzz when we come back on the show.
Wow!
The Mike O'Mara Show.